I didn't hear it. Okay, I'm bad. Okay, good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? I hope you had a super, super fantastic weekend. I know everybody was anticipating being at the bank this morning, because I surely was, without a doubt, expecting to be at the bank in the morning. I'm not. I'm here talking to you guys. Don't mean I'm not on the way, because anything could happen. So, the good news is, yes, there was preparation all weekend for this to happen. Bank personnel were called into the bank over the weekend. Yes, they sat there waiting. Yes, they got some additional trainings, new people. Yes, they were explaining the plan a little bit about how this is supposed to work. Yes, they were given some examples of the numbers and what they might be. Yes, they were being trained on what you might expect or want to see. And yes, they were told or explained to them the criteria they should look at and to adjust your rate. So a lot of things happened this weekend as far as the system is concerned. They were also told when this might happen. They were told this could happen today, tomorrow, or next year. We don't know, but we want you to be ready, so we're training you today. So I said that to say this. It could happen today, tomorrow, or next year, but I'm going to make you spend Saturday and Sunday in here learning about this right now. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that's what I would do, train somebody on a weekend, pay them overtime or double time when this could happen next year and they don't even work here anymore. That's a good business decision. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, guys. We know better. So, so it was a good thing. Let me see. It's an exciting thing and ready to go. Okay, so you guys saw the article from ABC News, IMF. They said, I wouldn't spend my time with it, I mean, tell you the truth. But if that's what somebody want to use for their question, you can. Other than that, I'm not even concerned. But a long time ago, a guy that's involved in the process explained to me, you know, this is what they do, this is how they do it, and I'm telling you what to do. Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Because that's where the truth is at. Not what they say, print, and post for the world to see. It's what they actually do is what's going on. So that's kind of a different thing. So, guys, I know this is hard, and I've said it again and again on a whole lot of people, but, I mean, it's getting easier. If you're a new person in here and you don't understand what's going on, we've been here for 5 years for a reason, because we've watched this thing grow, develop, take shape, and be announced over 1,000 times already. But we realize that's part of the process. Nobody's actually going to give us the exact date and time this is going to happen. Nobody. And only a complete idiot would think that they would do a thing like that. As much as we have told to you, explained to you, everything was involved, who was involved, how many different countries were involved, how many people were involved in smuggling this, stealing this, how many people have been trying to manipulate the stock market and every other market around the country, the Forex market. And you actually think they're going to say, hey, this is going to happen Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock and let everybody know that on Monday. I mean, only a complete idiot would think that. Now, I'm saying that for this reason. I know it's kind of hard. Now, new people might not know. But you guys that have been here a year, 2 years, 6 months, you should know by now this is the process. We get the dates. We get a window of opportunity and say this is the next time they're looking for it to happen. And they're doing that all up and down because only four or five people know when it's actually going to happen. But they keep putting that out there again and again to monitor certain people, trap certain people. We know years ago we told you they gave us that information, and they caught all the duffel bags coming through Mexico full of dinar that people were trying to smuggle in. There was a reason they were putting that out there. There's reasons even right now. Because they want to just keep saying it till you stop believing it, and then it actually happens. But in the process, if you don't know that, I told you, just put your dinar up, go do something else, go live your life. Somebody will let you know when it happens, and you can go and get, you know, the street rate or get whatever rate it is at that point in time while we all negotiate the best rates for us. But for you to sit here and torture yourselves, I got one idiot sends me an email every day. It didn't happen. Didn't happen. Or it was the 25th. It didn't happen. And I can say that because I feel sorry for people who it is taking up that much of their life that's the most important thing to them is to send me an email saying it didn't happen. You know, it's kind of funny. You guys got to know that it is kind of funny, though. So, anyway, and we just have to laugh at them because I pass it around and say, can you guys believe this? But anyway, that's not for everybody. For new people, I understand it. But you guys have been here. This is our best opportunity, though. And I'm telling you that because of what happened over the weekend. We've had some, and they just keep getting better and better and better. But this weekend, when the people you're going to be sitting across the desk from were actually trained on the rate and how to respond to your questions, how to answer them, and given the parameters that they can work in. They were given their parameters that they're able to make a decision in. When that kind of training information is going on, then I know we're ready for getting there. I told you last week that they were going through their entire system, getting the names of people who had bought from them in the past, the name of their customers who had bought from them in the past. Well, there's a reason they do that kind of thing, because if I wanted to start paying some people, if I did, I mean, if that was my intention, and I had already used up my government list, or I had already used up my friends and family list, or I had already used up my high-dollar customers who I just want to say, hey, you want to get involved in this opportunity or you have something, then what's the next thing in line? I need some more people I can do this with. Where would I look at? Who would I give first opportunity if I had to do this in the cloak of darkness or keep it low-key but still get it going until that major announcement was made? Now, here's a good thing. This is just Tony talking. That's all. Nobody else. It's just Tony talking. If I did that and I said, okay, let me run through this real quick, then what's left for me? There's nothing left except for the people on the streets, the people who didn't buy, all the people who bought from the dealers, people who bought from the exchange centers, people who bought off Amazon, eBay, everything else, who I don't know. But I'm coming up to my last line before I get to those people. Now, this is just Tony thinking of, you know, hey, this is a scenario that I could work with because there ain't but so many of those if my theory is correct or what I'm saying. Then that means somebody else is about to get paid right after. Now, if my theory is correct, if this is the plan they were following, That means some people who actually bought from the bank throughout this last 10 years might be the next ones in line to celebrate, which could be any day. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, happen any day. I just don't see, as a business owner or as a banker, me training guys, bringing them in on the weekend, which they hate, paying them overtime or additional pay, going through some training for them, explaining to them the exact conversations we're going to have. These are the ways you enhance it. This is the way you negotiate this rate. Only to train them today for something they're going to use in 2016 or 2017? No. I'm not even training those people today for something that they're going to use in December, because I want this to be fresh in their mind when this starts happening. I don't want to train them today and a month from now, okay, go ahead, remember what we told you guys a month ago? No, I don't remember that. I've been doing all this and this and everything else. You need to tell me that before I walk in the room. What's the rules of engagement? That's what I need to know. And I need to know it at that time. So I'm a little happy, you know. I'm really excited. So Carrie wants to send me more text than Pam does, because she wants to text me after every other sentence, just so you guys know. So, yeah, they've been training people for years. They've been training people to do phone calls for years. They were training people to do the 800 numbers, bring you in and take your money. Now, those are people that were going to be on the call system. They know what to do in the exchange centers, and they trained them 2 years ago. They didn't train this part. They didn't train wealth managers. They didn't train private bankers to negotiate with you after you do your exchange. We're doing it until now. So we're talking about two totally different people or groups of people being trained. That's what's different. So things are great. So I tell you guys all the time, again, if you can't handle the process, if you can't handle the day-to-day, if you can't handle the realistic information, because you know there's always a possibility it's going to change, you know there's another meeting where somebody decided they're going to do something else all the time, then don't do it. Now, I say take your money, put it in the drawer, put it under your mattress, put it in your safe deposit box, wherever, and just go and live your life like it's never going to happen, never heard of it, and one day you get the surprise of your life. I know there are people out there right now who are absolutely hurting, losing houses, losing cars, loans. I mean, that this thing is going to save your world. And I say, if you lose your house, you lose your car, you got to move, you lose your job, one thing you don't lose is your currency. Because if it happens today, great. If it happens next year, great. If it happens 5 years from now, great, because that's your lifeline. That's the only way you're going to get back to where you were if you fall down or go further. So that's what you don't do. So I had some people say, you know what, Tony, I heard you on the last call, so I'm going to take your advice. And I got the message this morning. They sold all their currency back. So they can't do it. So you're right. Sold it all back. Life is better. I'm saying, okay. But life is only better until it happens and you look and say, I'll never get that opportunity again. I missed the opportunity of a lifetime. Could have changed my entire life if I had just held on to it. Now, that's one thing, selling it back. So you think I at least got part of my money back and I can go on with life, and I just missed it, depending on what you had. I had somebody actually send me a letter telling me they took my advice, they can't handle it up and down, So they took all their currency and they ran it through a shredder. And I'm like, are you out your mind? I said, what? Ran it through, but they had the best night's sleep they've had in 2 years. That's what they said. I don't think that's the answer, guys. And nobody's telling you to do that. And I hate to see anybody throw it away, shred it, or sell it back when you know absolutely anybody, and I'm going to say it, with a little common sense, who has done the history, knows one day this country has to be back on the map, knows this currency is what's going to get them there. If you paid any attention at all to what we've been talking about for the last 5 years, you know the GCR is based on the value of the dinar. They're going to put all this time into it, develop this strategy about to affect the economies all around the world, and you're going to throw it away? Okay. That's all I can say. Anyway, everything's good. For everybody else, I didn't say throw it away. Put it in the drawer. Somebody's going to let you know. Everybody else, we're good. Some of you are about to receive some phone calls, and I'm happy for you. I'm not one of them. I didn't buy any currency at the bank, so once again, I know I'm not going to get the benefit, and I just need to sit here and wait my time. Some of you absolutely will, and I'm happy for you. But the rest of us will be right in line behind, and it could happen at the same time. It could happen a couple hours apart. They get a head start. It could happen the day before. It's something that they need so they can keep going forward. It's something that I think they would use to keep these new people who are being trained some more. And I'd rather train them at a slower period of time. Let me bring in this one guy, this guy, than a line be out the door and be trying to explain what to do. So it's a good strategy, I think, that I would use, would it be me. I didn't say they were using it. I'm just saying something for you guys to think about. It's a great day in Dinar Land. It was a great weekend for them to go through this. I got the call from Iraq. They said everything is aligned. Kurdistan was lined up with Baghdad. Everything was finished, complete. He said, I don't have anything else to say except for we're waiting. So I got that from at least three of our Iraq sources who don't talk to each other, all came to the same conclusion. It's done, over, we're just waiting for them to make the announcement. Again, everything's all lined up. Over here, the same thing. It was simply, just wait. Just wait. It's done. You're going to love it. You're going to love the numbers. Just be patient. So I can look at that, and I hear what they're saying, but more importantly, I see what they're doing in the background. We're getting those calls. That's what I'm trying to express to you guys. It can't be that far. My biggest thing, and it might change, just like it did last month, except for now, it's the 26th of the month. Iraqis have still not been paid this month. And I know what they're trying to do, and they're trying not to pay them twice in one month. So they're taking it to the last possible day they can, trying to get this through before they do that. I like that. So let's hope they don't get paid tomorrow either. But here's the thing. I mean, we hope they do. That the rate is still showing on their cards. It's absolutely still locked in on their cards right now. So I think it's a great day. 210, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
210, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Well, I'm still alive. And I'm still grateful to God for you and your team, and I want to thank you for everything. I have a weird question.
Okay.
When you go exchange, you were saying 50%, 25% for working, and 25% to take care of business, take care of bills. My question is, when you go to exchange, can you buy foreign currency, or like, say my wife's from Colombia and I want to buy $400,000. Can I do that, or do you suggest that I should wait to do that later on?
You could probably do it. They probably wouldn't want you to do it right during the exchange process because they want to get people in and out and say,
right,
hey, you know, the rate's not going to change, so you can, you know, discuss that with your private banker or your wealth manager and let them take care of that for you.
Okay. And I'm 100% disabled, man. I'm in a wheelchair. And if you could write my number down, and when this is all over with, I know for a fact I only got two kids that I'm going to take care of, but I would like to join you in giving money to programs that you know they're going to actually work for the people you're going to help, because I'm in a chair and I can't get all that information, and and I'll be perfectly honest with you, I am not computer savvy. And I've been listening to you for, I'm going on 3 years now, and everything you've said, I have taken it to hold, and I'm trying to maintain. Now, I do remember you telling me when you go in, you say, I'm here to exchange foreign currency. Am I right or no?
Yep, I'm here to exchange foreign currency.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've got that. It's like a tape recorder now. Everything you've been saying, I've been taping it in my head. But if you take my number down, and when this is all over with, and you've got a program that you think that you need help on, I can't take it to the grave with me. And I would rather be put in somebody's hands that's going to utilize it for a good cause to help people that really are deserving the help. And I would appreciate if you write my number down, and when this is all over, give me a call, and we'll get together on what I can give to y'all.
Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate that. Guys, we want to pass on and do as much as we can for as many people as we can. But
well,
I don't
can't
know
be greedy.
How much you have, but you guys know that Microsoft, Bill Gates has a foundation like that for all you super rich guys to give your money away, and he has a plan for it. And at this point, you guys may be part of that. But if you're just looking to donate and help people who need some help right now, I mean yourself, then I think Pam is putting together a site of charities and things that she recommends or is going to do the research on, make sure they're spending it on the people of the charities and not out buying cars and houses and going on vacations
right,
with the money. So
exactly,
what she would like to call a safe list. So I think that'll give you guys two options right there, okay?
Well, that would be absolutely great. And because I'm the type, I'm an old retired Marine officer, and I hate to give money to a group that says, well, administration, this administration, and never gets to the public. And that's what I'm concerned about. And I sure as heck can't take it to the grave. I'm not that rich, but what little I can help because I ain't going to take it to the grave. Might as well give it to somebody that can help. And God, with God's help and your help, we'll get it done.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, I forgot Vegas. Vegas,
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Okay, then. All right. 941, good morning. 941, nope. 941. Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing?
Hold on for a second. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. So let me read this before I forget. FantasticFoundations.com is the site where Pam's going to list the ones that she recommends. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you saying that it's going to take longer now?
Absolutely not. I think it's going to be shorter now. I'm saying there are articles out there that people are reading. There's things from the IMF today that says 2016, that Iraq is looking to do things. I'm telling you, they're saying one thing, and they're doing something else in the background. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, because, you know, everything was said to be between 20th and the 25th, and it's the 26th. And, you know, if you call some of these people, like I know where there's a Wells Fargo, it's a currency exchange center. It's not a bank, it's an exchange center. And they don't know anything about anything, of course, you know, and they won't even talk to you about it. You know, the minute you mention dinar, they back away. Oh, we're not handling that. And that's the same thing with about five or six other banks within kind of a remote area. Within about 150 miles, say the same thing. Chase Bank, Wells Fargo.
Okay, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing this?
Almost 5 years.
Okay. So
I've been with you the whole
years,
time.
Okay, in 5 years, I know, I have discussed several times exactly why they do that. That nobody's going to tell everyone they're a staff member. They're not going to commit to the public that we're about to do this until it happens. They're not going to train people. So when you go to all these banks and you ask them that, what are you expecting them to say?
Well, when I was in Florida, okay, I went to banks down there, and they all knew about it, especially Chase. Not so much Wells Fargo, even what's the other bank down there? I forgot now. There's another bank down there that has been selling dong, and they know about it. So it's not just, it's just certain areas, you know. I feel
okay,
like they're
so you're even a better example then. That's right, you're better. So you went to one area, almost all of them knew about it. So they feel free, there's enough currency, and they're being trained. And their people trust them. You go to another area, and they don't know anything about it. So is your question, which area do you believe? Or is it, why is it one way or one other? I mean, what is your question? Because you know it's true. One bank already told you. We know it's true because we've been involved in this for 5 years, right?
Sometimes you call one, and the guy will talk to you. You know, other times you call other ones, and oh, we don't know anything about it. We're not, you know, get nasty with you because you're calling to find out if they're going to handle it or not. You know, some of them aren't even going to exchange dong even though they sold it. So, you know, it's pretty confusing, and I don't think whoever's doing what they're doing, you know, has been screwing up for 3 years or so because they're just ruining out here what's going on with the public, and people are really getting so mad at the banks that probably after they cash, they're going to put their money elsewhere. So that's what's going to happen.
That probably is what's going to happen. They're going to be mad at one bank or the other. Or, you know, or they're going to realize that banks had to protect themselves and not educate all of their employees 5 years ago and let them all know what's going on. So they would all buy currency and then, you know, on Monday morning, when we get ready to go to the bank, everybody quit because they all got millions of dollars. So there's reasons, and I tell people all the time, you have to try and look at both sides of the argument. Why are they saying this? I mean, why are they protecting themselves? They're not in charge. They're working with the government to get this done, but the country governments are in charge. They could change their mind any day they want to, change the whole process. And the banks put out all this information and writing and public and told everybody, yeah, we're going to do all this, and you run out and buy it, and now the banks are being held responsible. They're not going to put themselves in that position. We have to understand the process, what's going on, and say, okay, but this is where we are. We're still part of it. We're still going to benefit from it, and we just have to wait our turn.
And the banks aren't being fair because you got people out there that never bought any dinar from the banks. They bought it from the dealers, which I did. I bought dong from the bank, but not the dinar. So, you know, here you got people that's probably had 2 weeks or so, And I've had it for over 4 years because I bought Dinar first. But, you know, is that fair
well,
to the public out here?
They don't know you have Dinar. You didn't buy it.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Pardon?
How are they supposed to know you have it if you didn't buy it from them?
That's what I'm saying. What about the dealers? How come they're not being told that they can do the same thing? Because, you know,
The dealers just aren't going to do it. They aren't going to put themselves out there. They're not going to risk that. You're not their customer. They don't control your bank account. They're not telling you what to do with the money afterwards.
The dealer will cash mine. All I got to do is call them, but they can't cash them now because the banks are controlling it, and they're the ones that are bringing their people in to exchange them.
Look, if the bank could cash it, the dealer could cash it if he had the money to cash it. If he wanted to take on that kind of risk, he could do the same thing. If he wanted to say, yeah, I'll give it to you. Now, why would he do that when he's still trying to sell it to you?
There's a point there, but, you know, it's one thing or the other. I mean, they're not being fair to us out here that are sitting here holding it that can't do anything until the banks.
Okay, they can't take the general public until the government or U.S. Treasury says, yes, it's open to the general public, go and take them. So if you want to get mad at somebody, get mad at the Treasury for not authorizing them to do it. Can they do things with their own clients, offer them special privileges and opportunities? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, the government did what they wanted to do, and all their friends and everybody over a year ago got what they wanted, you know, because of that early exchange where everybody, 18,000 people, 180,000 people got their exchange or something like that? That's not fair.
Well, I don't know anything about 180,000 people. I seriously doubt it was that many people. I do know the number. As a matter of fact, I can tell you what even close to that many people. But anyway, they got some people through. So
okay. That's what I'm saying, you know. All right, well let's hope it goes because, you know, people are getting upset. And, you know, sometimes it's enough is enough.
I understand. And I'm trying to tell them we're that much closer. Let's look at the process, understand how it works. You're about to have a whole lot of money. And this is how the rest of your life is going to work, just like this. So hopefully you understand this process. All right, Vegas?
I'm not going to Vegas. You can have fun.
Oh,
I'm going to spend my money elsewhere.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
All right. Okay, 831. 831.
Hey, good morning.
Who are you calling an idiot?
No, I'm calling you. Hey.
All right. I have a question for you. Regarding exchanging in Europe, I have a partner and very dear friend of mine who has some currency over there. Do you think that in Europe that he'll have an opportunity to go after the contract rate?
I think so. I don't know anything about it, but I would think if we have some, being that there are partners like that, I'm sure they would have some.
Okay. All right. Good. For the other gentleman that was just on the call, you know, I got to say, we've been around these types of transactions for a long time. You know, it's quite an honor to be part of it. And as you said, life-changing, it doesn't hardly even scratch the surface of it. So you have to be patient and wait. What other things get done, we have no control over what the government's going to do regarding their friends and family. But you know what? We're in line to do this and to benefit greatly from it. So buck up, man. This is worth the effort.
And I agree. I mean, that's not being negative or bad to anybody, but the opportunity that we have and everything else, guys, I mean, we're still there. That's our only thing. Is to stay in the game till it's our turn, and then go live your life. And that's really here. And we can complain and get upset and get emotional, and I do understand it. I mean, my only thing today was, okay, if it's taking a toll on your life, if it's making you want to throw your currency away or shred your currency or keeping you up at night, just put it in a safe place and walk away from it and come back when it happens, and life will be all good. That's all. That's all you got to do. And you still win. If you do that, if you sell it, if you burn it, if you shred it, then you lost. And you lost more than you'll ever know. Well, you'll probably know about it. But it'll probably be more suicides after that than anything. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, no, absolutely. I do have a question, and that is my wife and I started a foundation or nonprofit, and regarding the gentleman in the wheelchair wanting to try to see that his money goes where it's not just a big sinkhole for the admin, you know, we had a lengthy discussion about that, and we've talked to council and whatnot, and actually our plan moving forward is that 100% of whatever is donated to that cause, and we provide housing for honorably discharged vets, for whatever is donated goes 100% to that cause. We have lined it up so that all of the overhead for office space, personnel, any of the incendiary costs are covered by a for-profit, but the nonprofit that is joined to the for-profit is 100% going to that cause. So it's heroeswelcomehome.us, keep an eye on us. But I'd love to get listed on Pam's site. If you could send me that information or how we get our information to her so she can make her own judgment, and I think she'll find it very favorable.
All right. I'll see what she wants to do.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hey,
all right,
Vegas, 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 my friend. We'll see you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
See you there. Okay. 832, good morning. 832? Nope. 832? Nope. Okay, man. All right, 313, good morning. 313? Okay. 352, good morning.
Yeah, Tony?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just I was curious about the first mouse, second mouse, and third mouse. All these people that's already gone and the one that's going to be going, are they considered the first mouse?
You know, a couple years ago, there were some groups who went for 50 cent, 70 cent, 90 cent, a bunch of crazy stuff. But that's what they signed off for. And when they get paid, that's what they're going to get paid because they already agreed to that, which I feel sorry for. But the first mile, second mile, third mile scenario was when this goes to the general public, those people who aren't part of groups or committed to some other type of agreement, we're just going to go by the rate there. Now, on Friday, I think I told you guys, because the plan is ever evolving, at one point, there was a plan to let it come out at 3-something, 4-something, and everybody be so excited, they just run in there and get their money. Then it goes on 4X, then it climbs up, and those who waited get to get more money. And then it climbs up and starts to come down, and those who waited get to lose money. Vice versa, if you can get in and get out. But there was an opportunity to make a lot of money. And then there are those who are going to be able to get in and get the contract rates. So now my understanding of the scenario is they're going to bring it out at a much higher rate, is what I'm hearing. So you truly will be excited. Then they're going to let it fall down within a short period of time, which is a number of days, which is less than 5, less than 4, okay, and then start the series over again. So, you know, at $5, $6, $7, you might just want to say, let me just go get my money instead of waiting, especially those who aren't going to be watching 4X every hour on the hour, who don't know how to get in there and get that quick appointment or get locked in while it's up at that rate. But they call for an appointment, get one 2 days later, and it's fell all the way down. So I'm saying, if you don't know that game, you haven't spent the last 3 or 4 years learning that game so you could play that game and get a hell of a return, which a lot of people should have been doing, then don't do it. And now the first mouse, because they do that $5 or $6, $7, whatever it comes out with, and it drops back now, the majority of you know it, but when it does that, all the rest of the people are going to run in there and get it anyway because they think that's it. I missed it, and it's going to go down to $2, $3, which it probably never will. So stay above Kuwait, but it's still cheaper than that rate. So you guys have to look at it, even though the scenario has changed a little bit. There's still going to be an opportunity for you to go in there and make even more. There's still going to be, you guys remember this, so because I don't want to say too much and people get mad, but I will say this. Nothing beats a failure but a try. I don't care what it is. Nothing beats a failure but a try. At least try it. And remember this, a closed mouth does not get fed. So I don't know how else to say that to you guys without getting the world upset. So just understand that part, okay?
Yeah. One other question was, since how it didn't happen between the 20th and 25th, was there a reason? Did it get stopped by some unknown force out there? Or
I don't have a reason for it being stopped. As I tell you, I expected to be in the bank. A whole lot of people did. I don't know that it has been stopped. Matter of fact, I mean, we're still being processed, trying to finalize something else. That's the reason for calling people in on the weekend. That's the reason for training them on Saturday and on Sundays about how to interact with you and me and giving them different scenarios. And these are the questions you're going to be asked. And these are how you respond. And that's for the reason for bringing them in and saying these are the parameters that you can work under during your meeting, interview, whatever. Anything above this, this guy needs to do. So they just wouldn't be going through all that if we weren't right at the edge.
I remember on that one call you said something about you had two different banks and gave you information, and one of them said that it was going to have to be probably the third. Is that on, or is it?
No, it actually said the 25th through the word third. But I thought I told you guys on Friday they took that off the board.
Oh. So is there another window, or is this?
There is not a window. There is not a date beside it at the present time.
Okay. I guess that's all we got. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right, Vegas. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Okay, 707, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey,
I thought I had dropped my, I thought my call had been dropped. I'm sorry. But I was able to get back on. Tony, what do you think, what are your thoughts about the possibility of the delays, the holdups on this, having anything to do with the IRS?
Nothing to do with the IRS that I know of.
That you know of. Because
yep.
I understand.
Nobody
understand.
Told me that. Nobody's mentioned that to me. Nobody said they were arguing with the IRS. Nothing. I've heard absolutely nothing about the IRS holding this up.
No. Well, I've been told by some pretty good sources that the IRS is a member of the cabal, and that that may be the possibility of it. They're just not able to make up their minds how much of our money they're going to get. So. Thought maybe that might be the case.
No, not that I know of. And I don't know how the cabal membership works. But anyway.
Well, I don't think very many people do either. That's how they've been able to do the things they've done. They got a little secret society going on there. And that's exactly why I kind of suspect them as being part of it. But that's all I can do is suspect it. Once again, thank you for everything you do. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay. 772, good morning. Okay. All right, 773, good morning. 773?
Good morning.
All right.
Hello.
Almost missed you. Yes, good morning.
I know, I pushed the wrong button. I was so excited. I pushed the wrong button because we were on the phone about after about 2 hours, all the calls dropped. I had to call back in. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
You might want to look for 404. That might happen to her, too. I don't know.
Okay.
You doing good? Super fantastic.
I'm doing super fantastic. Yep. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Had a busy weekend, but it was good. Hope yours was as well.
It was. It was a great
good,
weekend.
Good. I'll be glad when all this is over so you can take a real vacation and not have folks calling you around the clock. That'll be nice. If for no other reason.
All right.
Now, did you say that you have talked to your contacts in Iraq the last couple of days? Because I remember a couple of days ago
yep.
you all weren't ever. You have.
What's
the atmosphere of the people over there? Are they calm?
Didn't talk about the people. Didn't talk about anything they said in the mosque. What all three of them said was, "It's done. Everybody is aligned. Kurdistan and Baghdad is aligned, and we're just waiting." And that's what all three of them said. So they're just like us, just waiting. What we're waiting for, I don't know, but we're waiting.
Right. Well, that is very, very good news. And then with the banks over here, like you said, preparing all weekend and bank personnel sitting there. And, I mean, that's all good signs, and hopefully it'll be we'll see the fruit of our labors pretty soon. Now, at one point you had said we may have bank managers, you know, actually doing our exchange. How will we know if it's a wealth manager or just a regular person or doesn't even matter?
Well, it don't matter as long as they putting money in my pocket, but listen, they're probably going to give you their business card or tell you who they are.
Right. So, I mean, because if we get 800 numbers, then when we call to set the appointment, we'll, you know, of course tell them who we are, and then at that point we'll tell them how much currency we have, how much of each currency we have. So I think maybe that may have some, choice in who
yes.
they assign to
it
do
may
your
have,
exchange.
That's right, to do your exchange, absolutely. I believe it
okay.
will. Or the location that you'll go to.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, okay. Well, hopefully we still will get the 800 numbers. If not, we have a plan for that as well. You know, I get all these plans written out. If this happens, if that happens. So, and I go over them every day or so to make sure that I, you know, I'm following it in my mind what I feel I need to do. So, thank you so much to you and your team for all of your. Education over these past couple of years, for your encouragement. Just appreciate you and Pam and Ray and all of your intel team. Appreciate you so very much. Can't tell you enough, but we really appreciate you.
All right, Vegas.
And, of course, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. See you there.
All right, thank you. All right. Yep, guys, it's always better to be ready than have to get ready. Be ready. 772, good morning. Can't stand that noise. 602, good morning.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am. Sure is.
Oh, hey. Good morning, Tony. I didn't know I would get to talk to you today. Hey, last week you said, I know you just said that there's no window on the screens at the present time. Are the rates back on the screen, or are they still off at this time?
There's some rates somewhere.
You know the rates, but they're not on the screen yet. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that people are being trained and people are doing exchanges, so there has to be some rates somewhere. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's good enough. All right. And thank you to Pam for the fantastic foundations.com website. I'll definitely check that out. And Vegas, 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 so we all can go. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Have a great day. Okay. 205, good morning. 205? Nope. Okay. Let me go with 770. Good morning. Oh,
is that me?
Yep, that's you.
Oh, hey Tony,
hey,
I got dropped earlier too, so I didn't know what happened.
Well, that was Pam too. Just so you know, but go ahead.
Are we still looking like we're in the still in the loop?
Yep, we're still here, still ready to go, just sitting here waiting our turn.
So we don't have any other good news?
I've been talking good news since the moment I started this call.
Yeah, but I mean really good news.
Well, no, we don't.
Oh.
Only good news I heard is the good news I already gave you, which to me, and probably half the people on this call, was really good news. So, I don't know. Have you been paying attention to the call?
Of course.
Oh, well, that wasn't good news?
Well, I was looking for some better news.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I'll have to wait.
All right. Okay, Vegas?
Yep, Vegas, 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 so Tony can go.
All right, thank you, sir. All right. Okay, we got 770 right behind it.
I'm right here.
770? Okay, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well and highly blessed and favored of the Lord. How are you, sir?
There you go. Man, I wish I was you, but I'm doing all right.
But there's a lot going on in the world right now, and it's hard to tell who's doing what and to whom. But it seems like that Russia and Putin are doing more for us than they're doing for anybody else. What's your feeling about that, by the way?
Are doing more for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can't talk politics and religion. I mean, I can answer some questions, but okay, yeah, because I'm going to make an exception for you, because I want to know, what are they doing for us?
They are actually going after ISIS, where we're actually helping ISIS.
They're going after ISIS while we are helping ISIS. What are we helping ISIS do?
All right, well, basically, it's some of the things we've dropped off there. Supposedly got in the wrong hands by accident, and I don't believe in accident.
Okay.
All right, so here's
the big picture. Here's what I think. All right. So this is the big picture. And I could be totally off base, guys, since, you know, president doesn't let me in the war room or anything else. I don't know. I could be totally off base. But I see us dropping weapons off. And maybe they're getting in the wrong hands, but we know that the guerrillas, the groups that we're supposed to be dropping it off, and we know ISIS are both trying to dethrone Syria's president. So I don't care which one of them get it done, just get it done. All
right? Right.
Now, we can go back and do it our government, and we can take the next step. And, you know, if you have, you know, you're fighting three people, you know, just knock one of them out. So now you can fight two, and I can fight two better than I can fight three. And then I can knock the other one out, and I got a plan of attack. Even if I got to help two of them knock one of them out, okay, now I'll pick between you two. So there could be a scenario in there where that's going on. Or, you know, once I do that, the people get behind me, and now I got even a larger force. Now, if I'm supporting the guerrillas, ISIS, and Russia's coming in, and they're not bombing ISIS, who they said they were going to bomb, but they're bombing the guerrillas, who I'm giving the arms to, before they even bombing ISIS, because those are the ones that we want to take over when Assad gets dethroned, how are they helping us? Because that's the part I'm missing.
Well,
ISIS is helping Iraq with what Russia's doing.
Okay.
Part of the
I thought they were helping Iraq more so by helping, you know, by getting rid of ISIS than we are.
Okay. They're not in Iraq. They're not working in Mosul. They're not there
right.
trying to push ISIS out of Iraq. They're actually in Syria, bombing Syrians, bombing ISIS in Syria, which is anything. If they ever start to retreat, where do you think they're going to retreat to? To Iraq. Okay. Now, if we are in Iraq trying to get them to become a democracy, trying to get their people to build their own country and create a vision as one, why would we want Russia coming in there trying to show them that communism is the real way? Or Russia coming in there saying, I'll make an agreement with you guys because Iran's our buddies, and Iran is fighting the U.S. left, right, and sideways, so we're going to help you guys team up on them in Iraq because they don't know no better. Or they do know better. They're just choosing not to. So, again, every situation that we have, Russia is now encroaching on and bringing their military along with them. I don't understand how they're helping us.
Well, it seemed that way to me. I didn't mean to get off track there. But anyway, how do you feel about the denial from the standpoint that we have not seen anything yet, and it seems like we're just riding down the trail to nowhere?
Well, as I explained, we're not riding down the trail to nowhere. Every weekend, every week, we're seeing more and more laws, investment law, the banking laws, everything that is stabilizing that country even more. We're seeing the rates in our own banking system. We see the ramping up of them getting ready to do this. I know they're exchanging for people, and I know we don't like it, but as long as they keep doing that, 5 people a day, 10 people a day, 30 people a day, you know, 50 locations across the country, then we know it's still going and we know we're going to get paid. So I like that. I don't see any decline. What I see is it's getting closer and closer and closer, because when the laws are no longer an issue, when the corruption is no longer an issue, when the timing is what we're hearing is the issue, then I got time. I already spent 5 years here. I'll spend 5 more days, 5 more months, whatever it is, because I know it's at the end of the rainbow. So there is no negative to me.
Right. Right. Well, I've always been a very positive person my entire life, and I have been trying to keep some other people happy as well as myself, and it's hard to do these days when things keep changing as much as they are.
Hey, I'm trying to keep you happy, and that's hard to do, right? So I understand the feeling, believe me, all right? So it's 40, 50,000 other people with you, and that's hard to do, but I mean, I understand their feeling, too, and that's what makes it hard, because I do, and I have to be able to look at both sides of it and always say, you know, I have discussions after I get off the call or with people, and they say, you know, that guy was an a-hole, or this guy did. I said, but they don't have all the information I have, and I can't give out everything that I do have. So sometimes I just say, okay, I'll suck it up because you just don't really know. But I try and explain it and give as much as I can give without upsetting the apple cart. Okay?
Right. Well, how do you feel about the attitude of those in Iraq right now? What's their attitude?
I mean, the last time we heard, people were upset. They were frustrated. They've been told, you know, in the coming days and next moment, whatever. But I haven't heard about any huge riots. There's not a million people in the streets anymore. I haven't heard about that. I'm sure people are upset because they're hungry, because they want to watch television, you know, because they wanted air conditioning, because they want to live a normal life and a better life when they're constantly being told they're going to be the richest country in the region and one of the top four in the world. I would be frustrated.
I would
but
be too.
They're hanging on, and we all know even that's going to run out. And I'm just hoping this gets done before that runs out and ruins it for everybody. Because once it just totally explodes, it'll be another 10 years for us trying to get this done. All right?
Well, Tony, I just want to say that I really do appreciate you, and I thank you, and I thank your brother and Pam and all the mods and everyone else there for such a great job y'all have done over the last 3.5 years since I've been involved in it. So I want to thank you again, and I want to say, I don't want to say Vegas, because I want to say Atlanta.
Okay, I'm coming to Atlanta, too. Just to party, though. That's it. But anyway. All right, thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Guys, Pam is telling me time. I don't know what that means, but Pam, what does that mean?
I mean, stop. It's time to go do some other things today. We've done this long enough. I want to remind you that beautiful things happen in your life when you distance yourself from all the negative things. Seemed like a good time to read that one. Beautiful things, Spook agrees. Beautiful things happen in your life when you distance yourself from all the negative things. And
Okay. Dwelling
on the negative simply contributes to its power. So I think it's really good in what we do to follow that.
Okay. Is that it? All right. Ray?
Yep.
Did you finish, Pam?
Wait, hold on a second. Ray. Pam, I just want you to know
yep.
All that was negative, what you just said. But go ahead, Ray.
Hopefully they get the message.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of tired of all the negative.
Yeah.
Keep
all
me
right,
positive.
Ray.
Okay. Right?
Okay.
You're echoing. You're on speaker. You're on speaker. You're echoing.
This is a magnificent Monday. So everyone continue to enjoy your magnificent Monday. And I was even telling some of the members I talked to before about being prepared a goodbye message for today's call. And they asked me, was I prepared? And I said, yes, I am prepared with a goodbye message for today. And so that's it. Goodbye.
Hold it.
That's a good one. Goodbye.
Wait, guys, I did want to tell you guys this because you're going to hear about it, probably did hear about it. But, Ray, you want to tell them about the car or not? I think it was a great story.
You can have that on.
Okay. So I think it's great, guys. Years ago, we had somebody that was an issue with their house, and they explained to the bank about the dinar, and they actually gave them extension. We had somebody go do that, and they actually got their house refinanced because the bank thought it was happening then, and they let them do it. So over the weekend, we had somebody that we actually know, talked to. You guys probably already heard the story. Hope you didn't mind, but got a brand new car over the weekend. I was talking to him this morning. I was like, how do you get this car? He said, well, the bank called me in, said, hey, come and get this car because you've been looking at it. He said, well, Yeah, the dealer. The dealer did. Oh, yeah, the dealer, not the bank. The dealer did. I'm sorry. Come and get this car because you've been looking at it, and I know you want it. And he's like, I can't afford that car. Well, they said, well, you will be able to afford it on this day. I'm not going to tell you guys the day, but it's coming up real close. They said, you'll be able to afford it on this day. And he said, what? So they gave him a $100,000 car over the weekend because they know that he'll be able to afford it this week because the guy who owns the dealership has the NAR, and he knows when it's going to happen. He said, I already know. I got the date. So he actually let him drive that car. I said, don't worry about it because I know this is the day we're getting paid because I talked to people who are at a whole different level than you, and this is the date that they gave me. So you never know when things are happening. He didn't go in there and say, hey, hold this dinar until then and give me a car. The dealer, that guy who owns the dealership, actually called him, said, come get this car. It's yours because I know when I'm getting paid, which is a good thing to happen. And that was just a good feel-good story for you guys to close out. Okay. Banks are truly ready. Everybody else is ready. They worked on this weekend, finalizing everything. They started Thursday finalizing it, I think over Saturday again. We're hearing all the pieces were in place. The banks brought people in on Saturday and Sunday. There's a new training. First time they gave it to them, negotiating with you and me. This is the scenario you're going to look at. These are the rates you're looking at. These are the questions that they're probably going to ask. These are our pre-programmed answers that you're going to give and everything else, which was a very good positive. We got last week that the rates are going to come out a little bit higher than we expected. They're trying to get this done again in 9 days. Go in, get your money, go back, do everything else you need to do. Nothing. We got nothing negative. Now, there was an IMF report out. You guys saw it, ABC News. They said they're trying to do things. It mentioned deleting the zeros. It mentioned the 50,000, 100,000 notes. It mentioned June of 2016, something else, 2017. Okay. It's the only article out there I saw like that. Everybody who's doing something is doing something different. That is what I can tell you. Okay? And we'll see which one prevails. With that, I want you guys to go out and have a super fantastic day. I'm going to have one, and I'm truly telling you guys, every time I do this call right now, I truly know that it could be the very last call. So hopefully it is, and hopefully we'll still be here. So, all right, enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Goodbye. I'm glad I'm feeling glad I'm glad.